This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders, your transformation catalyst, and I want to thank you for joining our global empowerment community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart. You will be awakened to who you are in Christ, become divinely aligned with your true purpose, and activate your miracle manifesting power. Thank you again for joining us. Stay tuned for today's empowerment message. Good morning, great morning, everyone. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders. I want to welcome you to another Global Empowerment Worship Gathering. We are in a new season. It is a new day. I want to thank you again for connecting with us in this Global Empowerment Worship community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. We believe in the words of Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, that said the thief comes only in order to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Today we are activating the spiritual principle that we are prospering even as our soul prosper. Want to give a shout out to my supporters this week, Miss Betty Harrington, Miss Lisa Horsley. Thank you so much for your gift of love, sowing your seeds. It really helped us to continue to do this awesome work that we are called to do. So with that being said, beloved, let's bring our hearts and minds in. Let's connect in together. And I feel like stirring and activating a spirit of gratitude this morning. Come on, take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we just take a moment to stop and to pause and to become present right here, right now, to this sacred moment that we have been given. That is why we always say, this is the day the Lord has made, and we make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in this very day. Next healing deep breath in, and on the exhale, consciously turn your attention and your focus inward. And let's tap into that never-ending well, that awesome, mighty resource that lies within us. Come on, tap into your divinity. Tap into your infinity, the kingdom of God within. Come on, next healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, we're so thankful and so grateful for another day, for another opportunity to come into presence of one another, that we connect in together, we bring our hearts and our minds together, and we tap in to this never-ending resource, this never-ending power, that when we come together as a body of people, as a body of believers, and we are touching and agreeing, then the power of the Almighty is within the midst of us. And we're so thankful and so grateful today to be here that we take a moment deliberately, and we deliberately just want to take a deep breath and sit in our inner selves, sit in our divine self, and tap into the joy that is available to us today and become so grateful. When we take that pause and we're just take a moment to be grateful. Come on, beloved. Let's be grateful. Be thankful for who you are today. Be thankful for what all has been given to you. Everything that you have possession of. Everything that you have authority over. All things are working together, fitting into a plan for good. So we're so thankful today. And Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity. And we rejoice that we have power, unlimited power, unmeasurable power, and it is so. Come on, one more good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, as we release that, we want to just stay on this vein and continue to tap into all that we have as we activate that joy and that gratitude this morning. I want to read you something from A Course in Miracles today about holiness. And when I speak of holiness, we're not speaking about a religion. We're not even speaking about a learned behavior. We're talking about a state of being. We're talking about a lifestyle. And we're talking about tapping in to that infinite part of you. And in this passage, it says, my holiness is unlimited in its power to heal. Because it is unlimited in its power to save. What is there to be saved from except illusions? And what are all illusions except false ideas about myself? My holiness undoes them by all my asserting the truth about me. In the presence of my holiness, which I share with God himself, all idols vanish. I want us to take a moment to unpack that this morning as we continue with our theme about getting ready for expansion, preparing to expand. And when we talk about expand, we're talking about that inner state, expanding that inner state to such a point where you're so filled up with it that it flows out and begin to make room for all that you are carrying, all that you are pregnant with. It is your time to deliver. Out of the scriptures in Isaiah 54 that says, sing, O barren one, you that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud, you who did not travail with child. For the spiritual children of the desolate one will be more than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Oh, I want to go somewhere today. And then the Isaiah writer goes on to say, enlarge the place of your tent. Get ready to enlarge the place where you are right now today. Right now where you are sitting, we're going to really tap in and we're going to enlarge and we're going to expand. So the writer here in Isaiah says, let the curtains of your habitation stretch out. In other words, listen, many times as we are endeavoring to become conscious creators and begin to manifest things more deeply and more richly in our lives, many times when we're doing that, we're always looking, you know, outside or beyond. But right here where you are, right in this moment where you are, but whatever you have going on, whatever you have manifested, right from that space, we're going to stretch out. We're getting ready to let the curtains of our habitation be stretched out. Spare not, lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. All I'm saying now is the old familiar saying is dig your heels in, beloved. Dig your heels in, stake your claim. And I want to tell you today not to give up, not to give in, do not throw in the towel. But we're getting ready to activate some power this morning that's going to shift and alter your world right now, right here today. He says, for you will spread abroad to the right hand and to the left, and your offspring will possess the nations and make desolate cities to be inhabited. He says, fear not, for you shall not be ashamed. I want you to breathe that in today. You shall not be ashamed, neither be confounded or depressed, for you shall not be put to shame. He says it twice. Come on, for you shall forget the shame of your youth, and you shall not seriously remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. And the next verse goes on and says, because we are married, and the Maker is our husband, our protector, our guardian, and we are one with him. What are we saying today, and what is it that we want to release so that we are activating this power that's getting ready to shift your world right here, right now? And I want you all to come in and get stirred up, because the mere fact that you are here, We are co-creating today because we are all here together. You are here in this community with me this morning because we are all on the same path, going the same way. And we're creating this, and everything that's being pulled out of me, that's being downloaded and pulled out of me, is because you're ready to create that. So we are co-creators today. And so there's several things that I want to lay down as we are getting ready to expand, and we are preparing for expansion. And we don't have anything deep, but we do have to unpack several things. Number one, what we want you to do, as the writer here in Isaiah says, is that I don't want you to despise where you are, but I want you to embrace that. Because from where you are sitting in a seat of unlimited power. I want you to write that down. See, and the reason I tell you to write things down, because when you write it, you send a message to your subconscious mind that this is important. This means something, and I want to remember this. So right where you are sitting today, you are sitting in the seat of unlimited power. Right where you are today, not only are you sitting in the seat of unlimited power, but you're also sitting in the seat of unlimited holiness. I want you to write that down because we're going to unpack this. You're sitting in the seat of unlimited holiness. Right where you are today, you're sitting in the seat of unlimited creativity. Write that down. So you're sitting in unlimited power. You're sitting in unlimited holiness, and you're sitting in unlimited creativity. And the reason that we can say this so boldly, and the reason why I'm making the point to tell you that right here, right now, where you are sitting, all of this is available to you because all of it is already a part of you. You see, yesterday, in our experience, in the quote-unquote Christian or religious experience that we had, we were trained to focus on our humanicity. We were trained to focus on our human behavior. We were trained to focus on what's wrong with us, what we're not doing right, how we keep messing up and stumbling and falling. And haven't you recognized by now that the more that you focus on that, the more that you create that? Let me take a deep breath and lay this down because this is worth repeating again. I want you to really get this and really understand this. First of all, beloved, when we talk about spiritual law, or we talk about the universe or universal laws, we want you to know that those laws work all the time, regardless of if you believe in it or not, if you have faith in it or not, it works. And so our natural equivalent that I want to give to you is like the wind. It's like electricity. Rather you have faith that electricity is real or not, doesn't stop electricity from working. Rather, you believe that wind is a physical substance full of power to build and destroy and to move and to shift. It doesn't stop it from being able to operate. And that is the same way spiritual laws operate. And I want you guys to get this because I know I keep making reference to our Christian experience, not to beat it up or to make light or point finger, but I want you to be very observant. Remember, we read in our text last week that in this season we have to be like the sons of Issachar and have that Issacharian discernment, that we discern and we know what to do. You have to know what you're looking at and then understand what to do as you begin to discern and see what you're looking at. And in our Christian experience, many times we're taught to shy away from so many things because somebody outside of our group took it and used it a certain way. But that does not stop the laws of God from operating. And so when we talk about the divine law of attraction, all that law says is that, listen, beloved, anything that you put your attention and your focus on, it's going to multiply, it's going to grow, and it's going to expand. So let me say it to you like this, and then we'll get back to unpacking the scripture. Listen, anytime you have a thought and you hold that thought for 17 seconds, that's long enough for this law to kick in and you begin to create another thought that's like it. I want to say that again so that you get this. Listen, when you hold a thought in your mind or in your attention, and that thought is held there for at least 17 seconds, I am told, that is long enough to activate this law of attraction that says every thought or action will attract to itself an equal thought or reaction, a like thought or reaction. So if you notice now, we don't want to use this haphazardly or randomly, but now deliberately and on purpose. So rather you believe that this law works or not, it's going to work. Rather you're conscious of it working or not, it's going to work. So if you take a thought and you hold it at least 17 seconds, that kicks in and activates this law, and it's going to start bringing to you more thoughts that are similar in vibration, similar in nature as the one that you're thinking. So how many times do you catch yourself daydreaming and you're thinking about things in a negative way, in a depressing way, in an aggravating way, and you'll notice that you're aggravated all day? Let's take this and go a little deeper. How many of you have been stuck in an aggravating situation or circumstance, and it's been months, and it lifts up a little bit and it's right back? It's because you are calling that thing back into being. So let's go back to point number one with those three bullets under it that we stated, that right now, who you are today as a son of God, as a person that is one with God, as he is above, so are we right here, right now. You're sitting in the seat of unlimited power. So we want to begin to erase some of the fixations that we were trained to focus on yesterday. We don't want to focus on merely how we are messing up, what we don't have, and what we're not doing right. Because believe me, as you begin to focus on that, you're going to start creating more thoughts like that. And before you know it, you're just highly judgmental and critical about yourself, about your situation, and about your circumstance. So when we sit in the seat of unlimited power and you begin to put your focus and your attention there, which leads me to point number two, right here from where you are today, you've got to settle. You've got to settle that you are a divine being with all the qualities of God already inherent within you. You've got to settle that. See, that's why I brought that up about where we've been in our religious experience and what that mindset produced in us. It produced a mindset of limitation. It produced a mindset of doubt. It produced a mindset of being critical and judgmental of ourselves and our ability and what's possible. And now we look around and we're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old in some cases, and you still have not settled to yourself that you are powerful beyond measure. So point number two, you must begin to settle. You have to resolve this, because you cannot expand and you cannot increase until you resolve the fact that you are a spiritual being. You are a divine being. And you embody the same power, the same holiness, the same creativity that Jesus the Christ did when he walked this earth as our role model. See, you have to remember the purpose that we say that Jesus the Christ came. It wasn't to save us so that we wouldn't go to hell. That is just limited in its scope. But he was also here to demonstrate and model for you the power that you have within and how to operate in that power. So you must settle that there is a divine part of you, that you have a divine nature that's all powerful, that has unlimited holiness and unlimited creativity, unlimited love, unlimited abundance. You must settle that. I want you to settle that today. Come on, take a good healing deep breath in And on the exhale, come on, sit in it. And know that my focus right now is not going to be any longer fixated on my limitations, but on my unlimited ability, on my limitless ability. And that is how, as I'm speaking now, I felt it just kicked in. We just kicked in and we just shifted right here, that everything within you is starting to shift and move and redesign its molecules. So when I read that passage for you that says, my holiness is unlimited in its power to heal because it's unlimited in its power to save, we always attribute that just to Jesus the Christ. But you are just like him. You possess everything he possesses. And so when we talk about unlimited holiness, we're not talking about how you look or how you dress. Unlimited holiness, beloved, is that state of being that you tap into when you live your life in honesty and in purity, and you are true to who you are and true to what you're called to, and you are true to your status and your position in this earth realm. I want to say something. I'm going to float this out and it may go over your head, but that's okay. Your spirit is going to get this. Many of you have to disconnect from the traditions that you have trained yourself to live in all of your life. Some of them are family traditions. Some of them are religious traditions. Some of them are environmental traditions. The reason why you have to disconnect, because there are habits and patterns in those traditions that are contrary. The energy of it is contrary to where you want to go and to how you want to live your life and to what you want to manifest. And there's nothing wrong with being tapped into our familial traditions if they are still in line with who you are and where you're going. Many of us, what we're doing as adults is that, rather you realize it or not, you keep going back to create that familial vibration that you grew up with, that you were familiar with as a child, right? So on a conscious level, you may try to create the look of your home, good, bad, or indifferent. Just go with me somewhere, because I'm not speaking all on a negative term, right? You may be trying to recreate the look of your home, the feel of your home, you know, the vibrational essence of your home, with not even realizing it. But this is how you can realize what you're doing. If you're still eating the same exact way you've eaten from your childhood to your young adulthood to your middle to late adulthood, then nutritionally, we're locked in a vibrational frequency that may be working against you and not for you. So let me make this personal. We've been looking at this as we've going up and down the ladder, you know, struggling with the weight. We gain it, we take it off, we gain it, we take it off. And the reason being is because many of us are stuck in a habit and a pattern that we've become so familiar with. So in looking at this and being conscious and observing it, food has a vibrational frequency. You know that. Some food is heavy. Some food is light. Some food make you feel good. Some make you feel really badly, right? Same with environments and circumstances and relationships. Some make you feel good. Some make you feel bad. What we want to do moving forward is that you want to tap in to your powerful emotional realm and notice how you're feeling when you're eating certain foods, in certain environments, engaged in certain relationships, because all of that is holding us on a level that we consciously say we want to break out of, all right? So, and until you settle for yourself that you are a divine being with divine attributes, you want to begin to put your focus there every single day. See, beloved, in your prayer time, your quiet time, your meditation time, what good is it to have all of that going on if we come out of our prayer time still believing that we're miserable, we're dumb, we're stupid, we're ugly, we're fat, we're limited, we're a mess? What good is it to keep going in every day, breaking in, but when we come out of that realm, we come all the way back down into a natural physical dimension. We believe everything we hear. We believe everything we see in the natural physical appearance. We're listening to people who are negative and don't have faith. And you're constantly undoing the progress that you're making in your quiet time. And we want to become so conscious of this. This is why we call it, you know, being conscious creators or deliberate creators or being intentional, whatever you want to call it. Because we do so many things unconsciously. But we have unlimited power, unlimited potential, unlimited creativity, unlimited holiness. Now, holiness, if you want to look at a model as Jesus the Christ, and we're no different than him in this earth realm, right? So when you look at that, his holiness, meaning his truthfulness and his honesty about who he was, he acknowledged always who he was. He always acknowledged his purpose, his mission, his message. He always acknowledged that. See, beloved, that is what creates true holiness. Holiness, it's not about a religion or how you look or how you dress, right? And so we want to say that holiness is a lifestyle, but that lifestyle has to first start with you tapping in and knowing who you are and resolving the fact that you're just like God. That is why in John 17, he said, Father, make them one just like we are one. He was saying, with all he said and done, he kept saying and showing you, you are no different than I am. You're no different than I am. And when you are doing your mission and you're doing your purpose in the earth, you're going about saving people every single day, not only bringing them into a knowledge of Christ, because we got stuck right there. And you have to allow me to say this, and you have to hear this, because your mission goes beyond that. It's not just about missing quote unquote hell. We have something that we are supposed to accomplish here. And you have to be about the business of tapping into your holiness. When you tap into your holiness, that's your divine essence. That's the part of you that's like God. When you tap into that and you allow yourself to flow out of that, your power to heal is limitless. And we cannot only be fixated on physical healing. Because for me, I understand that my role, first of all, is mental and emotional healing, bringing all that I'm called to into divine alignment. My mission and my purpose is about divine alignment. It's about awakening. It's about awareness. It's about ascending into this place of higher power, our higher selves. That is my portion of healing. I may not ever lay hands on a person, although I do and it happens, and they get physical healing. My whole point is that that's not the only level of healing. When you can help people to awaken and they become aware of who they are and they begin to live out of their divine nature, then they can produce healing on many levels, right? So when we read this morning that my holiness is unlimited in its power to heal because it's unlimited in its power to save. Now, what are we being saved from? We say sin, but don't you know the sin, as I've often said, means misstep, missing the mark. And here in the Course of Miracles, it talks about it being illusions about self. See, beloved, all that means is that anytime you are believing and tapping into the illusion of your limitations, of your lack, of your scarcity, we have to be saved from that, right? It's deeper than just missing quote unquote hell. It's deeper than that. And what is hell beyond what you are living each and every day. When you are trapped in the realm of lack and scarcity, you are trapped in the realm of depression and frustration and aggravation, right? So number two, settle. You must settle. You must settle that you are a divine being with unlimited power, unlimited potential, unlimited holiness, unlimited creativity, unlimited wealth and abundance. I want a group of people touching and agreeing today. I feel right now as we are deep, we've traveled somewhere today. We are deep into a dimension of the all-knowing. And when you are in this dimension of the all-knowing, nothing is impossible. So number three, your challenge that you're going to have to overcome is that addictive behavior of tapping into and connecting into the physical realm of appearance where all the lack and the fear and the terror is. As we flow out of our divine self, then your job is to begin to go out into this world and to begin to bring healing on many levels. Some of you are called to the educational system, the political system, the entertainment system. You know, there are many systems in this world that we are called to bring the healing so that we are healing this world, so that we are making it a better place for those coming behind us. So let's begin to pull this all together and wrap this as we're preparing to expand. And I feel your faith being activated today. It doesn't matter. I don't even want you looking at your age. Don't look at your numbers. I want you to first tap into how you're feeling. And regardless of how you're feeling, if you're feeling like you're older and you can't make it and your body is going through changes, what I want you to tap into today is that flicker of youth that you still feel within you, that flicker of vitality that you know is still with you. We're going to tap into that because I know in this season, we're going to get more done in less time. Why? Because now we know how to work from the inside out. It's not going to take 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. We're looking for exponential increase. So we're getting ready to expand. And how do we get ready? Doing what we just did today. This was the getting ready. And now we are prepared for expansion. We are prepared for increase. We're in a new season. In a few days, we will have done the first 90 days, right, of this year. And as we go into the second quarter, let's get ready to just go more and do more. One more thing I want to bring to you that I know that it's a challenge, but I want you to begin to focus on this more. Because we get tripped up with this thing called time. And time is really an illusion. Time on a Gregorian calendar. We began living our life according to this thing called time. But time is really an illusion. And I want you to write that down, and I want you to start meditating on that, because we get tripped up thinking that we're out of time. We don't have time. There's not enough time. And as we look around about time being an illusion, when you begin to understand that, you'll be able to do more, create more, be more, manifest more in a shorter amount of time. Why? Because you're not racing a clock. And until we learn to stop racing the clock and racing time, you won't learn to rest fully in your creative power. See, because once you're tapped into the dimension of the all-knowing, everything is limitless there. There is no such thing as time. Everything is expansive there. So where in the natural realm, you may think, okay, this will take a year, this will take 2 years, it could take 5 years. Don't you know that it can happen and what this Course in Miracles calls a holy instant? And a holy instant is that moment that I just felt a few minutes ago where we slipped over into something that was unlimited. That place of the all-knowing. that space where there is nothing that's impossible. They call it the holy instant. Don't you know that things can shift and change in a holy instant? In that instant when you're tapping into that purity, in that instant when you're tapping into unlimitlessness, that moment, there is no such thing as time. You can create and produce something in that moment that you thought would have taken 5 years to do. So that is where we want to expand ourselves, and we want to continue to evolve and have this evolution where our inner self and our inner standing, we always talk about our understanding, but I ran across a term called our inner standing, because why? Where inner standing is coming from within. When we're tapping into that, knowing that we are all powerful and we are all wise and we are all knowing, as he is above, so are we right here, right now. Breathe that in. Yes. And on the exhale, sit in that. Sit in that. So what is your assignment now? For the rest of this year, you want to continue to reinforce the fact that you are a divine person. You have a divine nature. And within that nature is where you want to keep your focus, because when you begin to tap into that space and that power, you're going to create more thoughts about it. More power will increase about it. Why? Because the law of attraction will begin to be operational. It will be activated. You know, we had a practice in quote unquote the old church. We believed in fasting and praying. And I'm bringing this up not as a religious principle or religious act, but as a natural, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual act that will yield you great results. Because as we begin to detoxify, and I'm not going to go too deep in this, you all know this, when you fast and you pray and you begin to detoxify your body, your soul houses begin to open up. You get clear, you get focused, you can see, you become creative. I want to challenge many of you to prepare to go back. It doesn't matter if you call it detoxing, you know, fasting and praying. I just want you guys not to get hung up in this season so much on what we call everything, because the power is not in what we call it, it's in what we do. I believe it was the Shakespearean writer that says, a rose will still be a rose even if it was called by another name. So if you didn't know to call a rose when you picked it up, you would still see its beauty. You would still smell the essence of its fragrance. You would still feel the velvety texture. You will still know that it has thorns. It doesn't matter if you call it a rose or not. So in this season, don't get hung up on what we call things so much, but the power in what it is that we're doing. And I want to encourage you all to get back to fasting and prayer, that time where you're detoxing and you're allowing your physical realm to get quiet and to get still, and that you're not heavy with foods that are filled with toxins and poison that make you feel miserable and make you feel awful. But you want to tap back into opening up, you know, your soul houses, those seven areas that they may call a chakra system, and we're not even tapping into that, so that you get clear and you get focused. And then you are open vessel to get fresh downloads. Some of you haven't had a fresh download in a long time. Some of you haven't tapped into revelation knowledge in a long time. You haven't had that fresh download that shifted and changed you in a long time. You may be too heavy physically. Your body may be filled with so much toxins and poison that it doesn't operate on a natural level. For a natural analogy, it's just like driving a vehicle. They tell you every 3,000 miles to take that car in for an oil change. Well, that was in the old day. I know we have synthetic oil now. My vehicle operates on that. I get an oil change once a year now. But even at that, that oil has to be changed. Why? Because as you use it, it's attracting so much and it's working, doing its job, that it gets heavy, it gets dark, it gets full of toxins. Your car has filters in it that's trapping air and dust. You understand? And you have to change that out. Well, our bodies are machines. Our bodies are powerful machines that needs to be fine-tuned and detoxed every now and then. So let's wrap this all up. You are powerful. Right where you are today, you're sitting in the seat of unlimited power, unlimited holiness, unlimited creativity. Number two, you're going to resolve for yourself that you are a divine being. And out of that space of limitless power, you're going to flow and create and keep your focus and your attention on your divine self even more so than your physical self, because you're going to understand the law of attraction in this way, that if you keep your mind on thoughts and you think a thought at least 17 seconds, you're going to start attracting more thoughts just like it. And before you know it, you have a mindset and a stronghold and a yoke. And then it becomes your lifestyle. And we don't want our thoughts to be there. You want to start thinking about your power, your authority, your call, your purpose. And that, beloved, is how we're expanding. That is how we're going to lengthen the cords of our curtains. This is how we're going to put our stakes in. You're putting your stakes in when you're resolving who you are. And lastly, beloved, I don't want you to be ashamed of who you are. You only become ashamed when you're tapped into the illusion about your limitations and your scarcity and your lack and your misfortune and your mistakes. When you're tapped into that, that is where your discouragement comes in. But we are unlimitless today. So let's take a good healing deep breath in. And on the exhale, let's just thank God and be so grateful today for what He has allowed our ears to hear and our hearts to feel today. Let's just tap into that all-knowing power and know that all things are working together and fitting into a plan for good. All right, beloved, I'm going to release you right here with many blessings for the rest of your day and your week. I want you to join me right back here on this line as we go into our early morning empowerment next Monday at 6 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, right here on the same line. That will be next Monday is going to be April 1st, 2nd, 3rd. And so we'll be right back here at 6 a.m. Eastern Time next Monday, but we will be here Sunday at 10 a.m. All right, beloved, have a blessed, wonderful, and amazing day. Don't forget to go to IlonaSanders.com, sow your seed. We appreciate everything that you do to help us continue to get on with this work that we have been designated to do. Have a great and blessed day. Bye now. It has been my divine pleasure to serve you today. Remember, information without implementation will not yield a fruitful harvest. Please continue to connect with me on social media, Facebook at Ilona Sanders. You can visit my website at IlonaSanders.com for more resources, masterclass, workshops, or upcoming events. Please send me your thoughts, questions, comments, or feedback to es@IlonaSanders.com. Until next time, continue to move in purpose, on purpose, and be blessed. Bye now.